morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, February 5th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy skies, and we've got some fairly heavy showers moving through Santa Rosa right now. We are currently sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom, and we're going to begin with some important information you need to know. There are multiple school districts that are closed this morning. According to the Sonoma County Office of Education, Fort Ross School, all schools in Guerneville School District, all schools in the Kashaya Elementary School District, and all schools in the Two Rock Union School District are closed today. Also, West Sonoma County Union High School District, Monterio Union School District, and Mark West Union School District will not have class today. Forestville Union School District is also closed, along with the Montgomery Elementary School District in Casadero and the Horicon School District in Annapolis. All classes at Dunham Elementary School in Petaluma are canceled for today. Twin Hills School District is closing Apple Blossom School, Orchard View School, and Twin Hills Charter Middle School due to power outages, while Sunridge Charter does have power and does plan to be open today. Mark West Union School District's closures are also due to power outages. Rainfall totals are certainly still coming in, but so far they've been very impressive. Unofficially, Casadero, more than 6 inches of rain in the last 48 hours. Lake Sonoma, almost 6. Windsor, 3.7. Santa Rosa, 2.2, and adding to that by the moment. And near Oakmont, a report of 4.1 inches. Now, wind did cause most of the damage. There was a peak gust of 102 miles an hour out of the Marin County coastline. On top of Mount St. Helena, a gust to 80 miles an hour. Most of us across Sonoma County had peak gusts in the 60-mile-an-hour range. You'll find all kinds of debris on the roadways this morning. Police, fire departments, and the CHP are urging people to please drive with caution, as wind can still knock down branches and topple trees due to saturated soil, and certainly there's a lot of water on the roadways. Many reports of localized flooding, but looks like our major rivers are going to be okay. Highway 101 northbound near Todd Road was closed for several hours on Sunday morning, starting about 7:30 when a huge tree came crashing down onto the highway, landing on top of an SUV. The driver was trapped inside of the vehicle. Emergency crews eventually freed the driver and then rushed them to the hospital to be treated. Trees came down all across the county, from Timber Cove to Bodega Bay and Santa Rosa. 7 trees reportedly hit one home in Oakmont. Trees falling on power lines knocked out electricity to tens of thousands of customers across Sonoma County. At its peak, nearly 400,000 customers across the Greater Bay Area lost power. And as of this morning, we still have about 26,000 without power around Sonoma County. Now, if you must drive and a traffic signal is out, remember, treat that as a four-way stop at that intersection. Lawmakers on Sunday revealed a $118 billion package that includes a long-awaited bipartisan deal to address the migrant crisis at the southern border and new aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he plans to begin the process of considering the legislation this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson, though, said on Sunday evening that the bill is even worse than expected, and he said it will be dead on arrival if it reaches the House. Well, if you've been to an In-N-Out recently, you may have noticed new wrappers holding your burger together. Normally, the wrapper says something like Double Double, but the fast food chain has rolled out a new wrapper designed to commemorate its 75th anniversary. Some of the new wrappers have license plates with the names of either Esther or Harry Snyder, who were the founders, or it might say Rich or Guy. Turns out those are the names of the Snyders' first 2 children who ran the company. The company is now run by Lindsay Snyder, the daughter of Guy. 7:36 at KZST. Let's get a check of Sonoma County traffic on those wet, wet, wet roadways from CHP officer Jeremy Porter. Hello, Jeremy. How are the roads holding up?
Thank you, Brent. We do have officers on scene with a solo vehicle crash northbound 101 near Healdsburg Avenue, so please slow down through the area and give them some room to get that cleared. Traffic for your commute is still looking pretty good. You'll start to see it slowing at the Highway 12 to 101 interchange, and it's still moving slow heading southbound into Marin County. There are no shortage of hazards out there on the road roads today. So with trees and power lines down, flooded roadways,
I look at my face in the mirror, my neck, my jawline, my
drive
cheeks,
safe and buckle up.
And I think to myself, all I need is just a little lift.
I can help with that. I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs, triple board certified facial plastic surgeon and director of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg. My Mighty Mini Lift procedure lifts the fascia in just the right spots to give you that little boost with natural looking and lasting results and less than the cost of a full facelift.
My results are even better than I expected. Dr. Jacobs and his staff are amazing.
It's the most popular facelift procedure I've introduced to my patients in more than 20 years. It can even be combined with other procedures, and you'll be back to your routine in about a week.
To book a free consultation to learn whether you are a candidate for the Dr. Jacobs Mighty Mini Lift procedure, visit thejacobscenter.com. Thejacobscenter.com.
February is National Heart Month. Treat yourself, your heart, and your health by joining the Y, no matter your age, background, or ability. Joining the Sonoma County YMCA offers you a chance to sweat, keep your heart beating strong, meet new friends, and explore new interests. Achieving greater health and well-being is all about taking small steps. Take your first one by joining the YMCA. Join today at scfymca.org. The Sonoma County Family YMCA on College Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Get your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt. Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com. In sports, out of an abundance of caution from the storm, the final round of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am has been canceled for today. Wyndham Clark has been declared the winner of the now 54-hole event after shooting a course record 60 on Saturday. And the Warriors take on Brooklyn tonight. Your forecast, showers, thunder showers, and some gusty wind. It's all in the forecast for today. Wind will not be as bad as yesterday, that's for certain. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still a chance of a scattered shower. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, just a slight chance of a shower in general, starting to dry things out. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Argyle was the number one movie at the box office over the weekend, taking in $18 million, but it cost $200 million to make the movie, so it's on the verge of being considered a flop. The Chosen is in second place, The Beekeeper number three, Wonka in fourth, and Migration came in fifth. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
KZST.
Seems like just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything it felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe, no I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on. Here I am, once again I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one. Broken up, deep inside. But you won't get to see the tears I cried.
100.1 KZST. It is 7:42, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. A little bit of sunshine out there right now. Coming up next, our hot topic of the morning.
You have a beautiful home.
Style.
Now, make it your dream home.
Inspired.
With custom hardwood floors.
Timeless.
In Santa Rosa, for over 30 years, Floortex Design is a trusted source for discerning tastes. The design experts at Floortex Design can transform your space with the best quality solutions customized to your vision. At Floortex, you will have access to curated collections, including sought-after classics, contemporary brands, and access to collections you won't find anywhere else.
Daring.
Custom hardwoods and luxury vinyl plank flooring. One-on-one personal service from start to finish. And white glove professional installations. Come to the beautiful Floortex Design Showroom and you'll see a clean, organized space with premium products. Meet the designers and begin the transformation you've dreamed about. No interest financing available. Floortex Design on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. Online at floortexdesign.com.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it with my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams, too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Summer Road Trip 2024. Train. REO Speedwagon. Saturday, September 7th, Shoreline Amphitheater. With special guests, Yacht Rock Review. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Train. REO Speedwagon. Produced by Live Nation.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for Hot Topic. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fabulous. Happy Monday.
Those
two words, they don't really go together.
They should never collide in the same sentence. Happy and Monday. No.
Oh, yes. We are here again. Quick weekend as usual. So, Hot Topic. The most popular trending Super Bowl appetizers for the big game. It's this Sunday, right?
It is this Sunday. Yeah, the gear up has started.
Oh, yeah. So what people are making, buying, even getting catered. If you have a special appetizer you'd like to share with us for the big game, call us in the studio, 707-284-1000. I have so many fun recipes. Not. I'm just kidding. So, Brent, I have zero. Let's make everyone hungry. Top Super Bowl foods, possibly when you're shopping around at Oliver's, Trader Joe's, Big John's Market. This is what people are doing.
Yeah, this is the list of, for this year, what are the most popular ones. And what you're going to hear are some little different variations on some traditional items. So, these are not ranked, but here's the list that we came up with. The first one, deviled eggs.
Oh, love deviled eggs.
I will walk out of a house if there are deviled eggs in there.
Oh, that's right. You hate those.
I can't stand them.
Oh, I know what I'm bringing to your house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And here's one of those variations. Salt and pepper wings. So not just buffalo wings, but salt and pepper wings.
Interesting.
I don't think I've actually had those. And then here's the other version, buffalo chicken dip. That sounds pretty good.
Is that like mushed chicken?
I think so. Okay. Well, with the buffalo sauce.
Okay.
So probably shredded chicken thrown in there. Bacon cheese balls.
Anything
with bacon sounds good to me. And then bacon wrapped little smokies. Those are the best. Those are really, really good.
I see a bacon theme.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Soft pretzel bites.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah. I'm in for those.
Those are good. With, you know, some dipping cheese and stuff. Meatball stuffed biscuits. So kind of like a little mini slider kind of thing.
That's different.
Yeah. I've seen them as sliders, but not necessarily with a meatball inside, but sounds pretty good. Bacon ranch chicken egg rolls.
Ooh.
I like that. Have not had it. Again, an interesting combination, but I like it. Good old standby chili cheese jalapeno poppers.
Love those.
Yep, yep. A buffalo chicken hummus.
Oh, I'm into hummus. There's
you like
so many.
Hummus?
I do like hummus, okay. And there's so many variations of hummus out now.
Yeah,
and it's a hot happening food now. Hummus
have to
is
embrace that
everywhere. Okay. Come on, chickpeas. You gotta love that.
Mini potato skins. I love that more.
Bet you do. Uh-huh.
Spicy Korean wings. Those are awesome. Definitely the bomb. And then I'll throw it like 7-layer dip is always great. You gotta have that. So those are the ones that are trending for this year's Super Bowl parties.
I mean, what a variety there. Okay, I like that.
A little bit of everything.
Okay, here's a question, Brent. What is your go-to all-time favorite Super Bowl food?
I'm probably wings, or if somebody does a little mini tacos. I like, little mini tacos are good.
Okay, well, I actually don't really enjoy most of those foods. And you know me, I do not like to do what people are doing. I like to do the opposite. So I don't like to follow suit with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say this in terms of food. So on Super Bowl Sunday, here's my plan. I will be upstairs alone watching on my new big screen TV, not the football game, but a Lifetime murder mystery series. And my favorite food for murder, that would be a big old tub of buttered popcorn and with that truffle salt. So that was not mentioned in the top Super Bowl foods, but it should be.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. 2 college degrees, 28 years of experience, and it all comes down to this.
KZST. It's time to check traffic once again with CHP Officer Jeremy Porter in our Roner Park studio. Good morning. How are those roadways?
Good morning. Thank you, Debbie. Officers are still on scene with that crash northbound 101 near Hillsburg Avenue, so please slow down through the area while they wrap that up. We also have officers on their way to a crash out on Freights Road at Adobe Road, and another crash just occurred southbound 101 near College Avenue. So please give us some room in those areas. We'll work on those. Traffic is starting to slow down on northbound 101 from Roanert Park to downtown Santa Rosa, and southbound 101 from Steel Lane to Hearn, and at the Highway 12 and 101 interchange. Stony Point Road is completely blocked right now from a tree that went down in power lines. So plan ahead for a different route if you are planning to drive anywhere between Roblar Road and Meacham Road. Everyone drive safe out there. From the CHP in Sonoma County, I'm Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
When it comes to trees, Jeff Cowell at Image Tree Service would be what you call an expert.
I love my job.
And over the years, he's seen a few things.
What's the most common mistake people make? I would say they never prune their tree because they think that it could just grow by itself.
Image Tree Service knows how to prune trees. They've done over 5,000 jobs on hundreds of thousands of trees right here in Sonoma County.
Number two, planting the wrong tree. They either plant a species that grows too big and is too close to the house, or they plant a species that grows too fast and it dies young.
If you need tree work at your home or your business or your forest, call Image Tree Service at 838-3555 because they know how to prune trees.
We've come and fixed stuff that husbands have screwed up, and then when they leave to go to work, we get called.
And they know how to keep a secret.
With a name like Image Tree Service, it has to be good.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and she won her first and her second Grammy last night for this song. Here's Miley Cyrus with Flowers on KZST.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. Talk to myself for hours, yeah. did you cry, but then remembered
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, February 5th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:58. I'm Brent Allen. Showers, thunder showers, some wind, and a little sun. It's all up for today. Currently sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. And we start this morning with some very important news that you need to know. There are multiple school districts that are closed this morning. According to the Sonoma County Office of Education, Fort Ross School, all schools in Guerneville School District, all schools in the Kashaya Elementary School District, and all schools in the Two Rock Union School District are closed. Also, West Sonoma County Union High School District, Monterio Union School District, and Mark West Union School Districts are all closed. Forestville Union School District will also be closed. Schools in the Montgomery Elementary School District in Casadero and Horicon School District in Annapolis are shut today, too. All classes at Dunham Elementary School in Petaluma are called off today. Twin Hills School District is closing Apple Blossom School, Orchard View School, and Twin Hills Charter Middle School due to power outages. Sun Ridge Charter does have power,